Giving you a second helping. Second helping. In bite-sized form. The Jared and Kathy podcast.
Where would we be without the internet on a day-to-day basis?
It really has taken over our lives. I mean, we Google everything. We don't argue. There's no arguments anymore. It's all just let me Google it and I'll find out.
You ever find that you're Googling things that should be like common knowledge to you? Like you should know this. You were taught this in school or whatever, but we allow ourselves to forget because we've got the Google backup.
That's exactly what it is.
I thought that we'd test you this morning, Kathy.
Oh, gosh.
Martin. Some simple questions. Things that you might learn in school that you probably should have held on to.
Okay. You know my brain is really tiny, right?
No, it's huge.
Okay.
It's got to be big to make that hair. I mean that with the utmost respect.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
What is the abbreviation of aluminum on the periodic table?
Oh, my goodness. Aluminum. I can't even say that word. AL.
Yes. Gave you an easy one.
Okay.
Smoke started to pour out.
Yeah, I know.
What's the square root of 64?
I don't know. 8.
Yes.
Oh,
don't say I don't know. Just throw out your guess and you'll seem like a genius.
Thank you.
What was Canada's second prime minister's name?
John A. Macdonald. Wilfrid Laurier.
That was the first one.
I don't know.
Alexander McKenzie.
I never would have got that.
And what is Kim Kardashian's favorite color?
Black.
It's kind of a trick question. It's whatever she's wearing today.
Jarrett and Kathy's Not News News.
There's a new Facebook study out, and it says that if someone likes a status of yours from 2 weeks ago or even later, two things. They're either creeping on you or they're stalking you.
There's no other reason.
That's what this says. 85% of the time when there's someone who likes a comment from 2 weeks, or they were on holidays, but I guess that one didn't count. But yeah, they're either creeping on you or...
I guess if they take the time to... Here's a intervention for you. If you click on the see older posts button, you're a creep.
You're creeping on people. Yeah.
Speaking of creepy, Mike Tyson says that he sees himself when he watches world champion mixed martial artist Ronda Rousey.
He sees himself.
Yes.
Okay.
So that proves what we have all thought over these years. Mike Tyson does not own a mirror. If anybody ever needs someone to help name their pets, you just ask me. I'm getting pretty good at it.
What are you naming now?
Hedgehogs. The girlfriend breeds them. So
yes.
First she got a girl, which I named Olive.
I love that name.
Needed to get a boy.
Of course.
To make the magic happen. And what goes better with olives than pimentos? And the babies just... arrived.
How many babies?
I got 4.
How cute.
So I got to work on those. I did name another one too after that last artist we just played.
Lady
she got
Gaga?
She got a second girl because she's a breeder. She's going to need to do all kinds of little family treeing. And yeah, its name is Lady Gaga because of its pokey face.
Oh.
Is that corny
that.
Or
no,
awesome?
It's pretty cute, actually.
It's somewhere in between.
Look at you. Yeah. You should maybe start a business.
Naming pets?
Having trouble naming your pets? Yeah. Call me. I'm a pet namer.
Don't purchase a $50 book.
No.
For a simple fee of 50 cents a name.
Yeah. Wow. Well, maybe a little bit more than that. $4.99 or something.
Okay. Yeah, it's got to be a 99.
Right.
I'll waive the taxes, though. On just this weekend only, though.
Free GST.
I also do humans.
Bringing you the best of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.
So the other day on the golf course and I caught a whiff of somebody's cigar and I was like... A pipe is even better too. If you ever bump into somebody that smokes out of a pipe.
Yes.
A regular pipe.
Yes.
Those smell awesome.
Yes, the tobacco in there also has a very nice sweet taste.
We need to invent something else, like an alternative to the smoking, but just so we smell like...
You know, they have those...
We want to smell like we smoke. How do we do that?
Not really. Well, they have those, you know, those containers that you can buy the ceramic things and you melt...
like a Scentsy.
Like a Scentsy candle. Yeah. Yeah, that's the name I was thinking of.
And I can't believe I know that.
Maybe, yeah, I can't either.
We should start smoking cigars.
And maybe you can get a cigar, a pipe smell of the... The wax to put inside.
That'd be awesome.
when someone goes outside to smoke, give them your coat.
Hey, that would work, oh, eh? Yeah. Find a smoker that's willing to wear your clothes.
If they're smoking a pipe or a cigar, yeah. Not cigarette smoke, though, because that just stinks. But I like that idea, though.
You could get them to roll around in your bed, too.
No, no, no. It wouldn't go
we'll
that far.
We'll put an
far.
Ad in the paper for you.
Yeah, no thanks.
In the personals.
It's okay.
Kathy would like somebody that smokes to roll
Stop
around.
Stop it.
I would rather buy you your own fries than have you
pick off your plate,
gripping at my food. Yeah.
I have to admit, I'm really bad for that. My friends will tell you that I will just take them without even asking a lot of times. And
what about if it's like fries? You know, when you get the messy fries with the gravy,
yeah,
and like you can't help but get your fingers right in there.
I try and first I'll try and use a fork or something, or I'll try and pick a fry that doesn't have a lot of gravy and stuff on it, but doesn't stop me. I wouldn't do it to a total stranger, but I do it to people that I feel comfortable around. So that, take it as a, you know.
It's okay to give your friends germs, but not a stranger?
Yeah, sure. Why not? It's not like I have, you know, cooties or anything. Okay, I have normal human germs like the rest of people.
What about other things? Say you go for your typical fast food meal then. What's fair game for you and what's off limits? Will you steal a McNugget?
No. Well, I'd ask first.
Oh, so you don't even ask with fries?
Usually
you just
not.
Take it?
Yeah, usually I'll just...
Doesn't anybody slap your hand and say no?
I haven't had anyone do that yet.
My ex-wife and I, this is quite a few years ago, we were out for dinner with some friends, and soup was included in the meal. And when the waitress came, she said, "I don't want my soup." I said, "Well, get it anyway, because somebody might want it." "No, I don't want my soup." So our meal comes, and she reaches over and dips her bun in my soup.
What?
I lost it. I absolutely lost it on her. I said, "You could have had your own bloody soup and dipped your bun in it."
I would never do that. But for some reason, fries, I think fries are shareable. But yeah, that's kind of gross. Especially since she could have had her own. You're right.
Yeah, you know.
And that's why you're divorced, right? Considered probably the biggest drug lord in the universe. He's been in jail for about a year, so it actually kind of surprises me that he's been there that long and hasn't broken out sooner.
Well, you can't scribble an escape plan on a napkin.
Well, that is true.
It takes a little bit of planning. Donald Trump had to chime in.
Yes, of course he did.
The expert in Mexican affairs says, "I told you so. A Mexican criminal is out and it's an American problem now."
Okay.
I don't think it's an American problem. I'll tell you what. It's our problem in Canada.
Why is it our problem?
Think back a couple of weeks to those other couple of guys that broke out. Where was the second one tracked down?
They were headed for the Canadian border.
Movies have ruined it. They always have in the movies when somebody gets out of jail,
right,
or escapes.
Heading for Canada.
Yeah, going to Canada. Like we're some kind of refuge for criminal. Like they can come across the border.
Yeah, it's really
like,
easy.
It's all good.
It's easy to get into Canada if you're a criminal.
You're pardoned.
Yeah, whatever.
Here's your complimentary toque and hockey stick.
107.7 The River, online exclusive.